This is Elizabeth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO at Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you're having a good evening. I just got out of a three-hour lab, so hoping to wind down with this hour with you guys. I'm just good vibes. My friends are coming by, so maybe we'll have a little talk section. I don't know, but here we go. Hope you enjoy the music.
That's the way every day goes. Every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the pool
much side. Older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me, you were sure. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me, showed. You showed me love.
If you love me, won't you? Missed your 21st birthday. I've been up at 'em. Almost tried to call you. Don't know if I should. Hate to picture you half drunk, happy. Hate to think you went out without me. I'm sorry if you blame me. If I were you, I would.
Hello.
Thought you'd see it coming, but you never could. I still haven't heard from your family, but you said your mom always loved me. Sometimes I go blurry-eyed. Small talk and you tell me that you're on fire. Lights on and it's black and white. I couldn't stay forever.
Ready? Wait, ready.
I see the look in your eyes. And my tongue, you'll be the love of my life. When I was young, when the night is over, don't call me up, I'm already under. I get a little bit alone sometimes and I miss you again. I'll be the love of your life inside your head when the night is over. Don't call me up, I'm already under. Audrey said she saw you out past 12 o'clock. Just because you're hurting doesn't mean I'm not. If it doesn't go away by the time I turn 30, I made a mistake and I'll tell you I'm sorry. Sorry. Sometimes I go blurry-eyed. Small talk and you tell me that you're on fire. Lights on and it's black and white. I couldn't stay forever. I see the look in your eye and I'm biting my tongue. You'll be the love of my life when I was young. When the night is over.
Guys, what do you think of this? This is for you.
And I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on a phone or a globe. And I can take it with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, though, I can't move on. I can't move on, baby, though. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed.
Okay, so my friends have come to the studio. They're gonna introduce themselves. Go ahead.
Hello, I've returned. I'm Miss Ava.
What up? I'm Hunter.
Ow, ow!
Yeah.
And the crowd goes wild.
First time in the studio for Hunter.
Facts. All right, guys.
Okay, let's think. I actually didn't prep a question.
Okay, how many listeners do we have? If it's over 15, I'm gonna be.
It is.
Really?
24.
Go us. Hello. Thank you for spending the evening with us.
Mm-hmm.
With us.
Should we do ASMR?
Shh. Does this tickle?
Oh my god, like Loki did.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, is my perking good?
Wait, that was.
Nah, don't lie. Don't lie. It's okay. We don't have to lie.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyways, ask us a good question, Liz. This is your potty.
Absolutely not. Okay, I'm thinking. Okay, Hunter, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so Hunter is a newly initiated member of the Brotherhood ATO at Tufts. Okay, my question is.
You don't have a question, do you? Okay.
I don't have a question. What's your favorite thing that you've done so far as a brother?
I don't know. I feel like just, like, low-key meeting everyone is super cool. Like, I love everyone.
Basic answer.
I know it's the basic answer, but, like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I just really like everyone.
Okay.
It's a good vibe.
Okay. Ava is a part of Ivy at Tufts.
Right.
What is... what has been the most challenging part of being at Ivy? Maybe not Ivy specifically, but being in Greek life.
Well, honestly, I don't feel like I've really encountered, too many challenges yet. I think it's just, like, obviously a lot in the beginning when you just don't know a lot of people and just, like, you know, having to, like, constantly put in the energy. But it's, like, it's totally worth it. It's just can be overwhelming at times socially. But, yeah, it's been great.
Okay. All right, I have a good topic.
All right.
I have a good topic.
That was just a little warm-up.
That was a warm-up. Okay. At a school like Tufts, where it's decently small and you, like, kind of see a lot of people you know.
Right.
What are... How do you guys feel about seeing ops on campus?
I love it. I live for it, actually.
I low-key don't have ops.
Oh, yeah, that's the correct answer. I don't have ops.
Wait, like, do you have ops?
Do you
like,
guys
really
think
about it?
Do you think you have ops?
No.
Like, probably... I don't know.
Like, honestly, no.
Well, after... Maybe.
Yeah, low-key maybe, but like,
wait,
no.
Wait, after, oh.
I feel like, no.
Maybe you have ops you don't know about.
Maybe, but, like, I live for it.
I feel like I genuinely, like, don't have beef with anyone.
That's good.
But I think that's just because I'm, like, not relevant, you know? It's just, like, whatever. Kind of, like,
yeah,
I'm in the background.
You're really irrelevant.
Yeah, I'm just, like, I'm, like, a tile on the bathroom floor.
Like a plastic bag.
Like a plastic bag drifting through the
wind. Yeah.
Wanting to start again.
No.
I see. Okay. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like I, like, randomly.
Yeah,
have
you low-key
ops.
Do have hella ops. Yeah,
but, like, for no reason.
For sure.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No, that'd be really stressful, though. I feel like if it was someone, like, I always think about that. If I had an ex on campus, that'd be really stressful.
I don't have an ex on campus.
No, I know. I'm not saying you do. I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, if I had an ex on campus, that would really stress me out. Especially if it was on bad terms. That would be so stressful, dude.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding?
100%.
Oh, you're just not locked in.
Wait, no. I'm putting
on
my story to tune in.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm doing important stuff.
Yeah, okay. We love that. Tell all your friends to tune in right now. How many listeners do we have?
I think we have not changed. 23.
Oh, what were we at before?
24.
Okay, so I guess my question to you guys, though, you won't be able to answer, but just think about it. Why are you listening to this right now?
Oh, you're asking the audience.
Yeah. Is it the comfort of just hearing voices while doing something kind of irrelevant or, like, homework or, like, some ambiance or whatever? Or, like, what's the vibe?
Maybe they're lonely.
Maybe you're lonely. Maybe we're providing some sort of companionship.
So true.
But I guess that's really what I want to know. Maybe I should start tuning into these just to, like, hear what people are talking about.
You should. I honestly don't listen, though, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, well, if you guys aren't listening right now...
I think most people listen to the radio... I think the majority of WMFO listeners specifically are, like, people in the neighborhood or family.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because
I thought
really
it was all
know.
Tufts people. Oh,
I don't really feel like...
That makes sense. Well,
because Tufts
hello?
People would be listening to, like, their own music.
Right. I feel like that's so cute, though. Like, remember back in the day when you used to just, like, listen to the radio all the time?
Yes.
I'm so excited for holiday season and to, like, listen to holiday music. I've been seeing TikToks of that, and I'm so ready.
What's the appropriate time to start? You think now?
No. I'm, like, a November girl, but not, like, a November 1st vibe. Like, wait a little bit. But also, I don't really, like, care that much. I feel like whatever people want is okay.
Sometimes I feel... like I used to be a person who was, like... right after Thanksgiving. Halloween.
Oh!
Wait. But then last year I realized it was too early. Not in the sense that like it was too early to start listening, but I got sick of it by the time it was actually Christmas. Like, I had overdone it.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's a hard balance to figure out because it's like, if you start in December, it's low-key way too late. Or like, even after Thanksgiving, it's low-key too late. Like,
Christmas is basically here.
Pretty much. So it's like, I want to be able to enjoy it, but not get tired of it. But also the habit I get into, which I'm trying to get out of, is like listening to Christmas music, like only Christmas music.
But it's hard.
It is hard.
I like don't listen to
Christmas. I know. We know. He's a Grinch, low-key.
Oh. Yeah, I mean like valid. I am low-key.
He's the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Yes.
Wait, I used to listen to like the pop, like classic Christmas music, but
now you're
into
Nat King Cole.
Like, yeah. Like,
and Bing Crosby. Oh my god, she's not like other girls.
Okay. Yes, I'm kidding. I listen to like the chill, like my Christmas music playlist is called Chill Christmas.
Is that supposed to make me believe that it's chill? Like, wait, great? Oh,
like, yes. Like, it's nice. Like a good,
I'm
it's
so
like a,
happy.
It's like my
I'm
typical.
So glad. No, I'm kidding.
It's my typical music style, but.
Wait, okay, but actually, fun fact, guys, if you're listening to this, obviously Sabrina Carpenter's popped off over the last year. Underrated, like, little EP she released is Fruitcake, I think, and it has really good, like, Christmas songs that honestly...
Wait, I thought an EP was a single.
No, it's like a little, it's like a tiny, tiny album.
Okay.
And yeah, all the songs are so good. Like, some of them are really sad and, like... cute and stuff, and some of them are really fun. It's a vibe, honestly. You should totally take a listen if you're interested in that kind of holiday spirit.
Wait, but I will. When
yeah,
it comes
it's
to that
it's
time.
Actually really good.
I won't.
That's okay. It's okay. She already has enough supporters. She doesn't need
you. Do you think a lot of these singers that have like blown up this summer are gonna like disappear?
Stay relevant?
Yeah,
I think Sabrina will.
Like, for example, like. Charlie XCX with Brown.
No, I don't think she's gonna stay relevant.
I think she'll stay relevant for a little bit. I think she'll die off, and then like within the next year or something. She'll
My hot take: I don't get the hype about her, and I said it. And honestly,
I don't.
Haven't
well,
really,
I didn't listen to the album.
Wait, I honestly didn't really either. I'm
me
just.
Me
I'm a bit, guys, I'm a really like ADHD overstimulated person. So if there's a lot of noise and beep boop beep boop, like I get really tired.
It's very upbeat.
It's very exhausting to listen to after a while.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Agreed. But like, if I need to walk in and I can't have any other distractions,
you would listen to Brat.
Some song.
That's crazy. I only
to
know
walk
the.
In.
Yeah. The apples right to the car.
I know the drive. Is that the drive one?
Yeah, this is just on the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Like, guys, I'm sorry.
Well, then...
Did you see the video with that guy and Brittany...
Broski.
I don't know. I didn't.
No? Do you not see
oh,
that
wait,
video?
Oh, wait, she got pushed?
Yeah, when she got pushed.
Yeah. But it's not even very visible. She just gets, like, shoved to the back.
Yeah.
Wait, but I put, like, Troye Sivan in the same category, kind of, as Charlie XCX.
Is he that relevant? Like, what song?
No, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
what music has he recently...
Risk.
Oh.
Rush.
Oh, Rush.
Wait, what does Rush sound like?
Risk.
I'm too stuck in the music. There was Rush, and then there was,
what's the one
like,
that's
Your
like,
Girl.
Oh.
Wait, One of Your Girls.
With Ross Lynch.
Yes.
Which, like, valid. Now he's been getting Vinnie Hacker on stage.
I know, I saw that.
But Ross Lynch is better, in my opinion.
I think...
Hotter, but...
Wait, no,
Ross
I just
think
they give
a
lot on stage. No, I think Ross Lynch gave way more on stage, but Vinny
that.
Could... No, I think I like Ross better, honestly.
I think Vinny Hacker is
hotter.
More attractive,
no.
But I think Ross Lynch was better.
He was just more confident with it. Vinny kind of felt, like...
Awkward.
Awkward and just, like, he was trying to act like he was comfortable.
The actual best person is Troy's own backup dancer. Have you seen
Jacob
him?
Jacob Elordi?
I'm kidding.
Oh,
he's like,
when he made out with him?
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Are they a thing?
Wait, they, like... When they do it on stage together, it's
it
like,
was like
they're comfortable with each
other.
Are they like a thing or just
no,
like
no,
comfort?
Not a thing.
No, but like
they just like go.
They must have had an intimacy coordinator.
Okay.
Which, guys, never mind.
Oh. Thoughts on Addison Rae, like, blowing up.
Oh, my God. Diet Pepsi?
Is yeah. that a joke? I'm confused.
Wait, because people are in the comments are always like, oh, my God, this is the biggest comeback of all time. Like wait, she actually what? Is, like, a pop star now. And I'm like,
is she?
I feel like she's not.
I'm honestly kind of out of the loop with that stuff. So
I kind of like her.
Wait, why does she have a song called Diet Pepsi? Like, is it just endorsing Diet Pepsi?
No, it's in the lyrics.
But it's called Diet Pepsi, so she's just giving fame to Diet Pepsi.
Oh, you think it is?
No, I don't know. I actually have no clue why.
Guys, I'm going to the Celtics game tomorrow.
You should have brought me. I want to go to one.
Oh, dude, wait, next time.
That it's an exciting game.
Well, yeah, because low-key not next time, because my dad always wants to go to all of them. Yeah, so it's like him course. And somebody else. But tomorrow...
Can I go with your...
You could, honestly. No, it's going to be me and my mom. Mm. I'm excited, guys.
Who do they play? Oh, they play Knicks. The Knicks, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think Henri's not going to that one. He's going to some game in New York. Or no, with Boston against maybe the Knicks, actually. I don't know. I'm confused now.
Hmm.
Okay, we lost Liz. We lost Liz in that one.
You know, I'm just trying to think.
You're pondering.
About the next question. What should we talk about?
If you think too hard, it won't come to you.
Real. That's true. Last time our conversation was just like,
mm-hmm.
It flowed.
What are some good movies?
Oh my gosh. Wait, I was watching La La Land last night.
That's awful, guys. Oh my
God. I never, like.
What?
I always started La La Land. It's good. It's good. I just, like, never, like.
Wait, okay, that happened to me the first time I ever tried to watch it. And then after it, like, died down again, I watched it. And it, like, it was so good.
I watched.
What? Austin listening to
this? Austin is listening?
Hi, Austin.
Hey, Austin. Said,
you should have brought Hunter to the game.
Yeah, oh, wow. Thank you, Austin.
And Jerry thank said, you, wow, you're going to a Celtics game.
Wait, Jerry's listening
yeah,
too?
Thank you, Jerry.
Hi, Mom. Jerry. Austin, what are you doing? Okay. Wait, now I feel very watched. Wait,
whenever I,
really
I put
don't
this
like
on
this.
My story, I never think people
I
are actually
that.
Tuning in.
That's so
in.
Funny. Wait, this
yeah,
is
let's
so
see how
weird.
How many people are listening?
Well, is it like two people? Be so for real.
Oh, it did go up. We got three more people.
Oh, my God. Great. Yeah. Well, I'm so excited. Guys, maybe I'll sit next to Emma Pritchard. Who knows?
I could have been sitting next to her, too.
You could have, maybe. Yeah. Jerry, yes, shout out. He wanted a shout out.
Hey, Jerry.
Thank you for tuning in. I hope that your night is very productive and calm and go to bed early like you always like to do that. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's, like, delayed by 2 minutes, apparently.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
That's so interesting.
I don't know. Whatever. It's fine. Let's move on.
Okay.
I watched this movie called Spoiler Alert.
What's it about?
It's about this gay couple, and one of them gets cancer.
Yeah. It always happens like that, doesn't it?
It was really
wait, that's so sad.
Literally in every gay movie, it's always someone dies.
I know.
They break up.
Yeah, like Brokeback Mountain.
Yes.
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, and I loved.
I watched that it. At Windsor. Oh my God. Wait, you should watch it.
I know. You guys watch that at Windsor. It's actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is. It was so, like, such a good movie to, like, analyze, though.
This is Ava's high school.
This is my high school, yeah.
It was just... Okay, I know people hate Jake Gyllenhaal now because of, like, whatever happened with Taylor Swift, but, like...
Wait, not now. Like, we always did.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, we did.
But, like...
I don't know, actually.
I low-key love him for...
I do, honestly, too. It's, like, so courageous at
Heath
that
Ledger,
time.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's because it was so, like... Like, okay, actually, guys, fun fact, the whole cover of the movie is, like, very vague in terms of what...
Hey, Maggie. Maggie's listening to us.
Oh, it's very vague in terms of what the movie is going to be about. Like, you can't tell from the cover that it's a romance, right?
Oh, so if you go in, if you, like, try to...
That's the whole reason,
it.
Because...
Wait, that's
when
smart.
They were trying to put, like, when they were kind of promoting the movie at the time, like... Like, there's a lot of stigma against gay people or whatever, or, like, movies about, like, gay romance or whatever. So they would try to just get people to, like, come in and watch, being like, oh, it's probably just about two, like, cowboys or whatever. And then they come in, they're like, whoa, that's not what I was expecting.
Right. Well, what do you think culturally was, like, the biggest shift in terms of, like, gay people being normalized?
Wait, does that make sense? That's a crazy thing.
So, I don't know.
Maybe like legalization of marriage, like
yeah,
like
probably.
Stonewall.
Stonewall
wait, that's
perhaps?
Way too early. Whoa, that's wait, way too early. Stonewall was like 1970s. Wait, I wrote a paper on this. I should know.
Oh my God.
Guys, I didn't do all on the paper.
Oh.
It was in high school, guys. Shout out Miss Holland.
They hate gay people.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. She was in Chile. I just...
Oh my god, Billy's listening too.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
I don't know, honestly. Like, low-key 2015, like, just when YouTube and, like, gay influencers became, like, more popular.
Wait, literally when everyone was, like...
Coming out.
Making coming out.
Oh my god.
Wait, like, high-key.
Joey Graceffa.
Oh my god, yes. Ingrid Nelson or whatever. She's the first, like, lesbian I'd, like, ever heard of. And I was just,
wait,
like,
the singer?
No. She's, like...
Oh, I'm thinking Ingrid
she's
Michaelson.
Just, no, yeah, yeah. She's just, like... I don't even know if she's relevant anymore, honestly. I don't know what to switch up.
I can't believe you don't know who Shannon Beveridge is.
I don't, and I'm really sorry.
She is, like, the first lesbian YouTuber. Like, she was... Like,
she was.
She made this video called, like, A Letter to My Younger Self, and it was, like, this whole film.
Oh, she...
Do you know her?
Oh, I think I vaguely remember her.
You might have seen her somewhere.
I do remember
her. She, like, wait, she, like, changed, like, it's crazy to say,
she's
but,
not
like,
the same
I watched her video, and then I was, like, damn, like, I cried.
Wait, didn't she cheat on, Becca
wait, on
Moore?
Cheat? Yeah. I thought they just got together.
Oh, wait, maybe they just got, maybe, wait, someone cheated on her, though, on Becca Moore, I thought.
Cheated. Oh, wait, yes, Becca Moore released a podcast episode that was, like, I got cheated on.
Yeah.
And then it was basically clickbait because everyone was like, oh, is it Shannon? And then she was like, no, it was my ex-boyfriend. And I was like, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Shannon Beveridge is low-key falling off because now people are like, she's a serial dater. She can't, like, she's always in, like, this.
What constitutes a serial dater?
Like, she hasn't been single in, like,
no, but in your mind.
I think people who can't be single and, like, but, like, their relationships don't last longer
right.
than, like, 6 months? I don't know.
Literally.
So what about 5 months and 29 days?
Oh, my God. I knew. As soon as you gave me that look, I knew.
I'm kidding, guys. No, yeah. I feel like if it was, like, three relationships in a row that are, like, bam, 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 that's kind of a lot.
Yeah, I feel like if it's, like, two, okay, but, like, three, then it's, like, ooh. And
well,
like,
you know.
Four, that's, like, ooh.
You know Fletcher.
Yes.
Yeah, so Shannon dated Fletcher.
I can't really pin a face
to Fletcher.
No, I know Fletcher, Shannon. Fletcher's like the singer that, doesn't she sing, what does she sing?
Who, Fletcher?
Yeah, what does she sing?
She sang The Eras of Us about, wait, her old stuff is
okay,
like,
I don't know
means,
but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Young, so, young kids.
Wait,
I
just looked
really
her up.
Know.
I just, oh, she's about young kids, excuse me.
That came out wrong.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, she made it was called like The Sex Tapes was like an album, and she like talked about having like sex with her ex, which was Shannon. And Shannon, wait, sorry, this is so deep, but not deep, like deep lore.
This is so deep.
Shannon, like they were living together during quarantine when they had broken up, so they were like still seeing each other. Then Shannon films the music video for Fletcher, and they're, like, making out in this music video. Like,
but they're not together.
Nope. It was just, like,
it's
a lot
giving...
of, like, gay.
Yeah. Wait, they did that for the fans?
I mean, a little bit for themselves, too, I guess.
Oh, yeah. True, yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just feel like, I feel like in our time, like, being, like, there was, like, a very sudden switch, I feel, between, like...
Between what? Oh, yes, I do agree. Maggie has something to say, but I'm,
wait,
we're kind of
Maggie?
Waiting. Maggie Newman.
Maggie Newman.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Maggie Newman. Maggie.
Yeah, hi, Maggie. Thanks for the support. We really appreciate it.
Wait, has something to say about...
Well, it's unclear. We've been left...
Oh.
On the cliffhanger. Oh. But no, I do agree with you. Like, there was a very definite switch,
like,
but I also just don't
end
think
of
I.
Middle school.
Honestly,
maybe
fair.
Of middle school.
Wait, honestly, fair. I
agree.
Is
that when you.
Yeah, literally, actually, it was, so maybe that was just me.
Yeah, maybe that's just you.
No, I do feel like in middle school, though, was a time at least that I started realizing, like, how many, like, queer people were around me. Because I feel like when I was growing up, I like in elementary school it was like, oh my god, that one gay person, like the gay dads or whatever. And you're like,
oh, we didn't have those.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hunter's not from around
Arizona.
Here. Yeah. But for me, it was a very, like, in preschool, I remember the first, like, gay people I'd ever encountered was, like, this girl's, like, lesbian mom's, like, and I was like, oh, my God. And it just seemed so, like, oh. But now it's, like, so obviously common.
Oh, my kids are going to have two dads.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I had some gay teachers at elementary school.
They never told us if they were
gay. I don't think any of my teachers. I don't think any of my teachers either. Are, like, married. Like,
all the women, like, we would.
Oh, Serena's also listening. They were shout out.
Shout out to Serena.
But then if they came to school pregnant, like, a year later, we'd be like,
oh, they're not gay. No, they were, like, low key out.
I mean, they could have been doing IVF. Like, I don't want to assume.
Yeah,
but
so true.
Nah. Oh my God, thank you, Maggie. She says that our voices sound so clear and good.
Aww.
It's the miking system here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Big I mics. Provided it. No, I'm kidding. I didn't. yeah, no, I don't know. But that's an interesting question. Probably not the Stonewall Riots, though. That was, what's the word for it? The, like,
revolutionary?
The movement?
No.
That was during,
No.
I was going to say the scare, but.
The AIDS epidemic?
No.
Like, wait. the what, is it like the violet?
Wait, what? I don't know what you're saying.
Wait, when in the government they started doing.
Yeah,
when they
that's crazy.
Wait, that's like the only thing I know how to say. When they started in the government, they started doing like a witch hunt for all the gay people.
Wait, I think
the purple.
Nah, I don't know. I'm not gonna act like I know. But Serena says that there are a lot of gay teachers at her high school. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and that's like.
Shout
I mean, actually.
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, it was the lavender scare.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait. I want to be honest. Okay, I don't really know the demographic in Oregon.
You need to watch Fellow Travelers.
Oh my.
Hunter,
I know
it's on Netflix or something.
I've never seen. It's on Amazon Prime. Right.
Yeah. It's Jonathan Bailey, who's in Bridgerton.
Right.
Matt Bomer, who's so fine.
Who's that?
I've showed you him before.
Okay.
He's like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know what he's in, though, but I trust you.
Matt Bower?
Yeah. I've never seen him in anything. Crazy stuff, though.
Wait. Oh, my God.
What?
Billy just sent me the craziest thing. Okay, I'm going to read it, Billy. This is calling you out. Wait. Billy said... You were the first gay person I met.
Whoa!
That is so crazy.
Wait,
that
is,
I was not expecting
Billy, where you at? Where are you from?
He's from Minnesota.
Oh.
Wait, that's crazy that you're the
Minneapolis.
First when did you meet him?
Actually.
Oh, like what, two? Were you in two?
No. Class. First semester.
Whoa.
I mean, technically, yeah. Like, Jack was the first gay person besides, well, me.
That you met?
That I've met.
Period.
Yeah.
Oh, he said he was kidding.
Oh,
but
that's
she
got so excited.
I low-key feel like he wasn't kidding though.
Nah, maybe. She got so excited. I don't know who the first gay person I met here was.
At Tufts, it was my 2 leaders probably.
Yeah.
Because we were supposed, they were signed up to lead us specifically.
Because you were
lesbian
gay.
Wait, actually?
Yes, they told us that on the last day,
and
but not enough
guys?
People signed. No one signed up.
Wait, so you were all just supposed to, like, what?
So who was going to be in it? You.
They were all just like.
We're going to have an
old. You, Molly.
Facts. I don't even know who was in two.
Wait.
Huh?
Off air.
Oh, right.
Wait, what was this in relation to? The first people I met who were gay?
I don't know who it was for me. TBH, guys.
I feel like I didn't know anyone. Like, I knew people who were gay. Like, now I know they're gay. But at the time, we didn't talk about it, maybe. If that makes sense.
Right. Well, the more you know, guys.
Literally, the more you know. Okay, quick intermission. I'm going to do my PSA.
Okay.
Which one should I do?
I'll do the one near and dear to your heart again.
No.
Okay, you overdid it.
I'm doing
it.
The fruit one.
Okay. Because that's on topic, fruity guys.
Wait, that's so perfect.
Okay.
Fresh fruit. Okay. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you?
No.
Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots. Apricots?
Apricots.
Apricots.
Okay. Nah.
Ooh.
Okay, whatever.
A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits, like apples, can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages. So you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, although you should probably still wash your hands before eating. Not to disagree with this PSA. Okay. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
What were you gonna say? Maggie said, is this podcast about being gay or is that just what you guys are talking about?
It's just because it's us three in the room right now. Wait, the question written here is, are you a fruit or a nut? And so far it's tied 4-4.
I have a nut allergy.
I fear that you are a fruit.
I am a fruit.
I fear we are all
fruit. I'm allergic to nuts. Fruits. Hunter isn't, though.
Oh.
Who said that?
Oh my god.
Oops. And now, not gonna.
Oh.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Not...
Well, we've had enough of our fun, right?
Oh, you want me to play music?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Billy wants me to play Claro.
Okay, fair.
So,
fruit.
Do that.
Wait, let me. Pull
what
it
is?
Up.
What are you thinking?
Either
you're gonna say bags or like alewife.
Sexy to someone.
Oh. Okay.
How about...
I'm not a huge fan of that one, but we can listen to it.
Nomad?
No, do Sexy to Someone.
What about Flaming Hot
Forever?
Cheetos?
Oh, that one's...
Second Nature?
I don't know that.
I don't
whatever,
know that
just
one,
play
actually.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
This is your podcast. This is your potty.
This is my
This is your potty at the end of the day. Thanks, guys,
potty.
For listening. Up next is... Bum-ba-da-dum-bum-ba.
I feel like Becca...
What's that?
Becca Moore. I didn't know who Becca Moore was until she started dating Shannon.
No. Wait.
What?
Who is Becca?
Okay.
Becca from Pitch Perfect?
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Whatever. We also, in these songs, you might hear some duets.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right, guys, stay tuned.
We don't know.
There's some
Someone
harmonies
just keeps
going
on
in.
Connecting. We don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's like
it
really
is.
Weird.
Just the PSI.
Okay, yeah, you guys can go off there. I'm playing this.
All right, cool.
All right, here we go.
Well, that was entertaining.
Sexy to someone is all I really want. Sometimes sexy to someone is all I really want. Nothing more, nothing less of thought. Walking through the park. Sexy to someone.
think the clouds are clogging up my brain like the weather drain, same as the tears on my face. And I'm stuck up in the storm, I guess I'll be alright. Till I'm dying and I'm down on my knees. Oops. That's what all the world's afraid of, the sneaky tornado. Oh, 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 oh. There's no place like home. Oh, oh. I'm falling out the windows, locking up my heart. So like every time to the windows, I feel a tearing us apart. Up my insides, can't hide it on the outside. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, it hits me like, oh.
Ready?
Oh, no. And that's when you hold me, you hold me. You tell me that you know me, I'll never be lonely. Say we made it through the storm now, but I'm still on the lookout. Oh, 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 oh. The air's getting. I'm fine, like I'm in the eye of the hurricane. Yeah, he picks me up.
New York City. Pardon me, are you Aaron Burr, sir?
That depends who's asking.
Oh, sure, sir. I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir, I heard your name at Princeton. I was seeking an accelerated course of study when I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours. I may have punched him. It's a blur, sir. He handles the financials.
You punched the bird, sir?
Yes, I wanted to do what you did, graduate into and join the revolution.
Oh,
he looked at me like I was stupid. I'm not stupid. So how'd you do it? How'd you graduate so fast?
It was my parents' dying wish before they passed.
You're an orphan. Of course, I'm an orphan. God, I wish there was a war that we could prove that
we're so bad
than anyone bargained for.
Can I buy you a drink?
That would be nice.
While we're talking, let me offer you some free advice.
Talk less.
What?
smile more. Don't let them know what you're against or what you're for.
You can't be serious.
You wanna get ahead.
Yes.
Fools who run their mouths off wind up dead.
Yo, yo, what time is it? Showtime!
Like us.
Showtime, showtime, yo! I'm John Lawrence in the place to be. And two punks slim Adams, and I'm working on three.
Last one. Those red cups don't want it with me.
Bob?
Just like Elizabeth.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
I already don't like
this.
What is this? You've heard this.
Her beauty's crazy. Oh. I watch her from the crowd. Her voice is so amazing. She make her
it,
mama
like
proud.
It seems like
I tried to send her flowers, but she has no address. Her home is in my heart. It's like she never left.
This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. Don't run away from the truth, cause I'm not giving up on you. Don't run away from the truth, cause I'm not giving up on you. Show me you got fire, but I'm preaching to the choir. I know you know the whole world is watching you, so don't run away.
No, I didn't.
They say true love is blind, that real romance is timeless. You like my favorite movie, play it then rewind it. Cause baby, you're the finest, your love I'm gonna find it. And when I do, I'll run away with you somewhere where they can't find us.
This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. Don't run away from the truth, cause I'm not giving up on you. Don't run away from the truth, cause I'm not giving up on you. I'm showing you got fire, but I'm preaching to the choir. I know you know the whole world is watching you, so don't run.
Couldn't turn your head, that's why I had to write this instead. Let's be friends, start out slow, get to know you beyond your glow. You're more than meets the eye, girl, you're pterodactyl fly. Way back when you knew my name.
Okay, this is Elizabeth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you had a good night, and yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening.